When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last year, Congress appropriated $20 million to finance a federal plan to subject all children to mental health screening in school and during routine physical exams. This terrible idea originated with the recommendations of the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, created by President George W. Bush. This means that millions of kids will be forced to undergo psychiatric screening whether their parents consent or not. The real issue here is the fundamental right of parents to decide what medical treatment is appropriate for their own children. Forced mental screening has no place in a free society. The government does not own you or your children, and it has no legitimate authority to interfere in your family's intimate health matters. Psychiatric diagnoses are inherently subjective, and the drugs usually prescribed can produce serious side effects. Nevertheless, the federal money is starting to roll to require routine and comprehensive mental health screening and testing for every child in America, including preschoolers. The plan is to electronically integrate mental health data with the child's other health records. The Mental Health Commission further recommends linkage of mental health examinations with state-of-the-art treatments. Such medications usually include prescribing antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs. Schools are in a key position to screen the 52 million students and 6 million adults who work in the schools. When the federal legislation was passed, parental consent language was deleted. But parents are now calling for a federal law prohibiting coerced drugging with any psychoactive medicine of any children in government schools. Representative Ron Paul has introduced this bill in the new Congress. It's called the Parental Consent Act of 2005.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
rights?
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, suburbia is where they tear out the trees and then name streets after them, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the top show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we get into the meat of our program today, which we have some very good news to bring our fellow farmers and ranchers and consumers, I want to mention that today is March the 3rd, and you say, of what significance is that? Well, for whatever it's worth, if you know what's on our coins, it is in God we trust. And you might want to know how that particular phrase got on our coins. Well, it was on this day, March the 3rd in 1865, that Congress approved inscribing the motto of all our nation's coins. Abraham Lincoln signed the bill into law. Less than 2 months later, Lincoln was assassinated. At a memorial address for Lincoln, the Speaker of the House, Schuyler Colfax, noted, "Nor should I forget to mention here that the last act of Congress ever signed by President Lincoln was one requiring that the motto, in which he sincerely believed, 'In God we trust,' should hereafter be inscribed upon all of our national coins." Thank you, John. Okay. I need all the help we can get around here. Even have the news staff bringing me things this morning. Let me now talk a little bit about what happened yesterday with the RCAF situation. Because we now have Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF, with me. Bill, hi. And Leo McDonald is along. Hey, Leo, good to have Bill and Leo with us today. I lost all my stuff. That's what my problem is. I left my yellow sheet and I left all my information concerning yesterday's court decision. But anyway, Bill, why don't you begin by telling us what happened yesterday?
Today, we were fortunate that in this great country we have a system of checks and balances, and we were able to bring this very important issue to the U.S. judicial system, and as a result of that, we were insulated from the tremendous political pressure that has been fueling this effort to prematurely relax our border restrictions that have protected our industry from the introduction of BSE from countries where it's known to exist. And yesterday, the court granted a preliminary injunction which effectively blocks the USDA's scheduled reopening of the Canadian border on March 7th. And the judge is giving us an opportunity to go forward with a full-blown hearing where we will be able to further prove that the position that the U.S. cattle industry has taken is one that is based in sound science, that science strongly suggests that it is far too premature to relax our border restrictions for BSE if we indeed want to continue to protect our U.S. cattle industry and U.S. consumers. Excuse me, from this disease.
Okay, now I have all my information together that I was going to use to lead into this show. Gentlemen, you mentioned a full-blown hearing. How long is all of this going to take, do you think?
It'll take probably about a week. We have a number of scientists that we are going to bring as expert witnesses. These are experts in the field of disease risk assessment, experts in animal health, experts in BSE research, and experts on economics. And so this issue needs to be decided based on science. Unfortunately, USDA is proceeding based on assumptions that cannot be scientifically validated. So we are very much looking forward to this opportunity.
Well, you know why the USDA is pushing this thing. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's because the Packers want it. Those Packers, they cough up a lot of money on re-election campaigns.
There's no question but that this issue is really a clash between a country's right to maintain adequate health and safety standards and the economic self-interests of some of our largest packing members here in the United States, packing firms, who would like to liberalize our trade laws, who would like to resume trade with countries even where disease problems exist, and they're willing to make a compromise that cattle producers and consumers simply should not compromise, and that is the highest priority has to be the health and safety of our industry for our consumers.
You know, I got a kick out of what our new Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johannes, had to say. Now, let's realize he was governor of the largest cattle-feeding state in the nation. And I think, is that not right, Leo? Doesn't Nebraska feed more cattle than any other state?
I think Texas is probably the largest.
Texas is largest. Well, so whoever.
Sure, the top three.
But they feed a lot of cattle in Nebraska. And it's amazing. When these people get to Washington and they drink that water, how it changes their attitude. Now, here's a fellow that should be representing the cattle industry. I mean, he supposedly was governor of Nebraska, and he should be representing his own people in Nebraska, and he ought to know a lot about the cattle feeding industry. And here's what he says. I'm very disappointed in today's ruling by the court to temporarily delay the implementation of USDA's minimal risk rule, which would reestablish trade with Canada for live cattle under 30 months of age. USDA remains confident that the requirements of the minimal risk rule, in combination with the animal and public health measures already in place in the United States and Canada, provide the utmost protection to both U.S. consumers and livestock. We also remain fully confident in the underlying risk assessment developed in accordance with the old guidelines, OIE guidelines. I'm not sure what OIE is. Maybe you gentlemen know. Which determined Canada to be a minimal risk region. He said today's ruling is not a reflection on the substance of minimal risk rule, but rather a procedural delay while the judge considers the merits of the case. We continue to believe that the international trade in beef founded on science-based regulations should be reestablished in the expeditious manner. Now, this is coming from a cattle feeder, a person that has been governor of a cattle-feeding state. It is amazing. Bill Bullard, Leo McDonald, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We have Bill Bullard, who is CEO, and Leo McDonald, president of RCAF, with us today. Let me give our listeners a little information on RCAF. RCAF stands for Ranchers Cattlemen's Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America. And if you'd like to get on their website, just go to R, then you have to put in the dash, CALF USA. And you can learn a lot about what's going on in the field of not only the cattle industry, but agriculture in general. Leo McDonald, let me ask you a question. You just heard the comment that I read that Mike Johannes made, that, and of course he's the Secretary of Agriculture. You've been working or trying to work with the Department of Agriculture for several years now. Why has the Department of Agriculture literally, and it looks to me like they have, turned against American agriculture? They'd like to see all of the farmers, I don't care what commodities they grow, off of the land. Do you see it that way?
Somewhat, Derry. I think one of the problems we have with USDA is that they're no longer there to represent farmers and ranchers. They seem more interested in representing ag corporations. The other thing I think you need to realize is they have very, very strong policy to liberalize trade or for free trade, at no matter what the expenditure, but that's their primary goal today, is to liberalize trade. And they look at relaxing our food safety standards, as it has to do with imports, is one way of liberalizing trade, which is foolish, but what's happening.
Well, it's not only our food, it's our jobs. Look what liberalizing trade has done to practically every industry here in the United States. You can't buy steel that's made in this country anymore. I paid $3.70 a piece for some 6-foot-long iron T-posts the other day. We used to buy them for 89 cents. They're not made in this country anymore. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what you buy. It's somewhere else, and it's all because of NAFTA, GATT. Now they're coming along with the FTAA, which is a free trade of all of America except the Central American countries, and they're going to come up with a little special deal called CAFTA for those people. What's going on, Leo?
Well, and I think that's one of the things that, and Bill probably can expand on it more than I can, but one of the things that makes this case so important, I mean, we're not talking just SPF issues as in regard to BSE and food safety standards and imports. We're talking about extreme acts of trade liberalization that undermine the very values and economies of this country. And this is just one example. And that's one of the reasons why this case is so important.
Do you think the USDA is going to appeal this?
I think that'd be a good one for Bill.
Okay, let's go to that when we return. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're talking today with Bill Bullard, CEO, Leo McDonald, president of RCAF USA. RCAF, Ranchers Cattlemen Actions Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
And we have returned. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF. Do you think the USDA is going to appeal this thing?
There's no way for us to know at this point in time. USDA is likely reviewing the judge's opinion just as we will be doing, and then they will make that decision. So it's wait and see from on our part.
See, I can't believe they'll lay down and roll over, because the president has already said, on the 7th day of March, we're going to start bringing Canadian cattle into the United States.
Yes, but I think yesterday's proceeding clearly showed USDA that the court is most interested in whether or not USDA's actions can be justified by science. And RCAF presented sufficient scientific documentation that suggests that the USDA is not proceeding with science. We provided a chart yesterday that showed that what USDA is requiring of Canada are standards that are far lower than every other country in the world where BSE is known to exist. In other words, the world science that has established what steps need to be taken to protect a country from BSE, those mitigation measures have been adopted by the European Union, United Kingdom, Israel, Japan, Switzerland, every country in the world that has BSE. And what the USDA is trying to do is lower the world standards, and then it's trying, it believes it can convince our export partners that we don't need to adhere to the world science. Instead, let's adhere to the lower standards established by USDA. We think that is illogical. We think it's counterintuitive. And we think it will damage, and it's certainly jeopardizes consumer confidence in our products. So we're going to stand strong in our position. We believe that our existing policies are the correct policies to protect this industry, and we're just very thankful we have a court system where these issues can be addressed in a very meaningful and open manner.
And let me throw in my two cents worth here. As a cattle producer, I am thankful that we have RCAF USA out there fighting for us, because the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which I was a member of for 30 or 40 years, has literally turned against us. They have done everything they can to put the cow-calf producer and the cattle feeder out of business. Looks to me like they're just backed by the packers. They even put the packers on their board of governors. They do anything that the packers tell them to do. And if it had not been for RCAF USA, we'd be in a lot more trouble today than we are. Let me ask Leo McDonald, who is not only president of RCAF, but he founded RCAF back about 1999. Leo, how did you get involved in this thing? And RCAF has literally taken off. Before you answer, let me read this little note. It came from Tom Spencer of Pueblo, California, or Colorado. In my lifetime, says Tom, I've never witnessed such an outpouring of overwhelming support. Dedication and enthusiasm has been shown by grassroots producers, their Main Street allies and consumers in the fundraising effort to back RCAF's legal fight with the USDA over this issue. It's a wonderful thing, and it speaks volumes about the unity of cattlemen and what we can do and we have to. Now, he mentions the unity of cattlemen. Here we've got the NCBA getting a dollar ahead of every cattle that we sell, and they're using it against us. How do you answer that, Bill? Or Lee? I'm sorry, Leo.
Well, yeah, first of all, let me go back and just tell you why we started RCAF. I used to sit on the NCBA International Trade Committee in the mid-90s, and then, as you're aware, we filed a trade case against Canada and Mexico for unfair trade practices that were damaging cattle prices here in the U.S. And what we found out, you know, through my participation in NCBA through the 90s or mid-90s and through our experiences in D.C. is that U.S. cattle producers weren't being represented very well. U.S. beef industry was, but not U.S. cattle producers. And so what we decided then was to go back to a tradition that we'd had since the late 1800s in this industry, and that is to form a national cattle organization solely for U.S. cattle producers. And that's why we founded RCAF. And it's been pretty exciting. We've had tremendous support across the United States, and we've certainly had some successes.
You know, back when the checkoff was just evolving and we thought we needed a checkoff, and I did a lot of, I've been on the radio since 1962. And we were talking about how we need to advertise our product. And I was dumb enough at that time to believe that our product was beef. And it isn't. Our product is cattle. We don't sell beef. I'm talking about you and I, the man out here with the cattle. We don't sell beef. We sell calves. We sell yearlings. We sell steers and heifers that go to the feedlot. We sell steers and heifers that come out of the feedlot, but we don't sell beef. And we're advertising a product. Sure, it's done a lot of good to check off, has to get people to eat beef, but it hasn't helped the cattle prices any. Do you see it that way, Leo?
Well, I mean, certainly you got to take care of all aspects of a market. And the checkoff has been beneficial in elevating beef to the consumers.
Yeah, but the packers should be paying that themselves.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the point is we market our product in what they call a cattle market, either live cattle or on carcasses. And, you know, you can have the best beef market in the world, and we had some strong beef markets here the last 3 or 4 years, and not see any benefit to your cattle producers, because those demand signals of transparency can be shifted to import or can be diluted through a lack of competition within your cattle markets. I mean, things we've always talked about. So that's the importance of having a national organization that looks at the whole picture, not just the one segment, not just the beef market.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the telephones, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Bill here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. The 21st century has brought a shift from a stock-driven error to a new commodity-driven error. That's according to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and Swiss America. 4 years ago, Swiss America issued a simple 21st century investment commandment. Thou shalt diversify assets to include tangibles. Now, USA Today and the Journal agree. Bottom line, we need economic solutions for the 21st century. In their new report, Discover, the keys to diversification, social security reform, gold and silver market trends, and why liberalism is dying. I've read this report, and you should too. So call now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get this incredible, easy-to-understand report. That's 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN to discover economic solutions. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a witty saying proves nothing, but saying something pointless gets people's attention. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard. He's CEO of RCAF USA. Leo McDonald, who is not only president, but he's founder of the organization. Let's go to the telephones. Doug in the state of Montana. Hi, Doug, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it would cost to check every cow for BSE before they butchered it, you know, and if they couldn't get a cheap way of doing, devise a cheap test.
Okay, thanks for the call. Did you gentlemen hear that? Let me ask Bill that question. Creekstone Farms wanted to do that. And the Department of Agriculture said, no, they couldn't. This gentleman, Doug, wanted to know what it cost to test those cows.
The cost range is between $20 and $30 a head. And obviously, the more that you do, the cheaper it would be. So I think that's what we're looking at, about $20 to $30 per head to conduct these tests.
Now, the cow has to, or the cattle, I guess I say cows because we mostly, these animals over 30 months old are going to be your cow kill, right?
For the cow kill, yes. You know, we typically kill animals before they reach the age of 20 to 24 months.
That's what I say. So it'll be mostly old breeding stock that's coming in.
That's right.
Okay.
And the meaningful age appears to be at 20 months. 20 months is the youngest age at which BSE has been detected in animals using this new rapid test. And so that's what you'd be talking about is typically the older animals.
But the animal has to be dead before they make the test.
That's right. There are, at this point in time, we do not yet have a live animal test. And the rapid tests being conducted are based on a sample of the brain stem at the point of slaughter.
Now, you know, we think, well, $20 a head, that's quite a bit when we kill, what, 500,000 cattle plus 500,000 cattle every week. We're running into some big bucks.
It's really not, though.
But I was going to say, this whole industry is big bucks.
Yeah. You know, this is Leo, but anyway, it's been very disappointing to watch USDA block the U.S. Cattle and beef industry from meeting our international consumers' requests. Both USDA and some of the beef industry groups, such as NZBA and stuff, have said the loss of the export market has been costing us nearly $150 a head. Now, there's not one of us that wouldn't like to invest $20 to make $150 back. And if that's the kind of insurance that consumers want, our international consumers, we should give it to them. But USDA, their action has basically cost this industry somewhere around $2 to $3 billion in this last year. That's more than the losses, Jerry, that we experienced in 1998.
Right. Creekstone Farms was willing to pay that themselves.
You bet.
And the USDA came along and said no. They made it illegal for them to even test their own animals.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a real shame that the USDA has stepped in there and to block these kind of marketing requests.
And it's not only that they've blocked. I have been reporting the livestock markets since 1962, doing radio reports. I honestly believe I have given more livestock market reports than probably anybody in the world, because I used to do 8 or 10 of them a day from 1972 on. And I did a lot of them back when I was with Kansas City Stockyards, when I was with Missouri Department of Agriculture. We set up market news reporting around over the state. And you know, today, I don't even know how to report a livestock market. Now, just to show you what the USDA does, we were complaining, and I said anybody that wants to know what the prices of cattle are, because here we have these packers that they wouldn't buy cattle Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and maybe Thursday or Friday they'd go out and buy their whole next week's kill all at once. All the cattle brought the same dollars, didn't make any difference what they were. And as a result, we needed to know more about the livestock market. So we get this bill passed, and I don't remember the name of the bill or anything else. Turned out we have less of a market report now than we did before. The packers just went in there, told the USDA what to write. They passed a darn thing, and we have no idea what a brute's worth today, do we? Do you know what your cattle are worth, Leo?
No, I mean, you know, we have lots of price discovery in this industry, but very little value discovery. And that's what we need to be talking about. And no, mandatory price reporting didn't even come close to doing what the industry wanted.
Well, of course not. It destroyed what little we did have.
Yeah.
See, I've reported hog markets, like I said, since the early 1960s. I don't even know how to report a hog market today.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought you weighed up hogs and they were worth so much a pound. No more today.
You know, going back to the Japanese issue in Creekstone and USDA blocking Creekstone from doing these tests, it's interesting because USDA has been one of the big opponents of country of origin labeling, and they've always said, voluntary is better, let the market find its way. Well, here when you come to testing cattle to go to Japan, which they've said has cost, the loss of that market's cost us $150 to $175 a head, here we have a consumer, a market asking to have it a test, and USDA is blocking it. So they have a lot of double standards within that agency, which has been disappointing.
They don't have double
average cow herd size of 50 head down in Missouri. That action alone cost each of your producers in Missouri $7,500 a head.
See, the USDA doesn't have double standards. I'm saying the USDA doesn't have double standards. They're going to do what the packers tell them to do. That is their standard.
Yeah.
And the packers certainly don't want to see a package of hamburger come out and say this meat has been intermingled with meat from Australia, from Argentina, from a half a dozen other countries.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, that's really what country of origin labeling is all about, is, first of all, giving consumers their choice. The other thing is improving demand transparencies to the U.S. cattle producer. And I believe today, if we had our foods labeled properly, I think you would see a much stronger U.S. cattle price. I think consumers put a lot more faith and trust in the standards that we produce beef here in the United States than a lot of other foreign countries.
And they're so misleading about how they tag this meat, so to speak. But this meat will come out and say USDA inspected. Well, a housewife out here, she doesn't know what that means. Oh, it was USDA inspected. That's got to be cattle slaughtered here in the United States. It doesn't got to be.
Well, that's true with fruits and vegetables and all your meat.
Sure.
All food products that are sold have to be USDA inspected, whether they're imported or domestic. So, you know, if you're buying pork or beef or fruits or vegetables, just because it says USDA inspected doesn't mean it's U.S. product. And that's especially true in a lot of your hamburger stands.
I had some friends, they come up every year and they deer hunt on one of our places, and they live in an old log cabin that we've got, and I keep a refrigerator running in there. And when it got cold, I have had that house get so cold that it breaks things in the refrigerator. So anything made out of glass, I'd take it out of there unless it has alcohol in it. Now, if you put enough alcohol in it, it won't bust. But I'd take out all the canned goods and things that'll bust and mess up the refrigerator. And there was a jar of peaches in there. And I looked at that. I thought, boy, those things look good. Read the label, and they were canned in Africa. Now, if they can put that on a little old jar of peaches, why can't we put that same kind of information on a pound of beef?
Well, exactly. And I think over 90% or nearly 90% of all the products manufactured otherwise that come in the United States are labeled to the ultimate consumer. And for some reason, food has been left out of that for the most part.
I have an interesting article here today. Are you familiar with either one of you gentlemen? Let me explain this to my listeners. These people are in two different locations, so they don't know who's taking the questions, and I have to direct the question. But I guess I'll ask Bill, are you familiar with Senator Kent Conrad's resolution rejecting the United States Agriculture Department's plans to reopen the cattle barter to live cattle, and it's going to be voted on in the Senate? Are you familiar with Senate Joint Resolution 4?
Yes, certainly. And in fact, the Senate is debating that resolution right now as we talk, and it is important that both the U.S. cattle producers and U.S. consumers call their U.S. senators and urge them to support this Senate Resolution Number 4, because this will allow the Senate to assume its responsibility of providing the necessary protections for the health and welfare of the U.S. cattle industry and U.S. consumers by repealing the USDA rule that is attempting to relax our important health and safety standards. It's going on right now, so calls are needed right now to our U.S. senators.
All right. I hear music in the background. That means we're up for another commercial. Let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and that joint resolution is Joint Resolution Number 4 being debated as we speak. We'd like to see that passed. Stay tuned.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
I'm going to again mention this joint, this Senate joint resolution number 4. It'll be a very clear vote as to who stands up for the American family farmers, the ranchers, and the consumers. So if you don't have to be involved in agriculture, if you eat here in the United States of America, or if you're with a consumer organization, you need to call your Senate right now and say, hey, look, We're in favor of this joint resolution number 4. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about RCAF USA. We've had at least one caller since we've been on said, hey, you know, I wasn't aware of all this, and I want to join RCAF. Leo, how does someone go about doing that?
Well, they can get on our webpage and join, or else they can call our office, and I can give you that phone number.
All right. You still have $50 dues, right?
Yep, $50 dues. And really, with the case that's going on, we encourage people to send more if they can. But $50 is what it costs to join.
Well, if a few hundred thousand people would join today, it wouldn't take but $50.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I tell you, hopefully you get a chance to talk to Bill a little more about this resolution that's going on.
Okay, we will.
We really need to pound on this and get people calling in their senators.
Okay, let me tell our listeners how they can call your office, though. The number to call is 406-252-2516.
Yeah.
I was thinking there was a 1-800 number, but I don't believe you do you?
No.
Okay, let me give it again. 406-252-2516. And the dues are $50 a year. I dropped my membership with NCBA many years ago when I first started seeing them get involved with the packing industry, and joined RCAF since 1999. I may have been a member since 2000. I don't know. But I certainly believe in what Bill and Leo and his crew are doing. They've done more for us than anybody else out there has. That is for sure. Now, Bill, let's go back to Senate Resolution number 4.
Yes, Derry, let me give you a phone number that any consumer or producer can call to reach their senator. It's the Capitol Switchboard in Washington, D.C. They can call 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. All you do is call that number, ask for your senator or congressman by name, and you will be directed directly to their office. So we urge the listeners to make that call immediately to their United States senators, urging them to support Senate Resolution Number 4, which would effectively repeal the USDA rule, which relaxes our health and safety standards.
You see, much of what the law, and they're not laws, but much of the regulations and rules and regulations that we have to contend with out here in mainstream America, they don't come from Congress at all. They're just some bureaucrats sitting around the desk that decide, hey, this would be a good idea. It's just like this animal ID thing. Hey, that thing wasn't thought of by people wanting to identify animals here in the United States. I talked to someone in Australia. They've had it for 4 years down there. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For too many years, we've been in a debt money system, and it's long past time to convert to a wealth money system. In his book, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture, Byron Dale explains how to actually create wealth by monetizing labor to build roads and highways. Not only will this create wealth, but will also help to get us out of debt. It sounds simple because it is simple. Down on the Farm is so easy to read and understand, it should be in the hands of everyone that ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, send $10 per copy to Down on the Farm, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. AAM, the American Agricultural Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Well, today's prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 40% below parity. AAM is also pushing the government to announce plans to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. So to join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. Gentlemen, we're in the home stretch. Let's take a call from Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Derry. This is something I don't have quite the ability to look into that you guys might, but this morning I was flipping the channels, and on C-SPAN, Congressman Dreyer, I believe from California, is on the Rules Committee. They were talking about some rule for debate, and one of the things he said that I think you might want to look to it. He said that next year, and I missed the exact date, but it was 2006. I think it was August, but I'm not dead certain. That they would be imposing mandatory country of origin labeling on beef. And I had never heard that. Had you,
Leo? I'll ask you that question.
Well, I missed the first part of it.
Okay. Did you hear the first part,
Bill? The question was, he learned that next year there would be mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. That is correct. RCAF helped to pass the mandatory country of origin labeling law that does apply to beef back in the 2002 Farm Bill. But the retailers and the beef packers and processors objected vehemently to that and they successfully delayed the implementation until September 30th of 2006. So we've been working on this issue for several years, but the USDA is opposing it, and so too is the beef packing and processing industry. So we need producers to be continuing to make calls to Congress, urging them to move that date back up. That should have been implemented actually in September of 2004, but they lobbied against it, and the only products that were affected were fish and shellfish. So on September 30th of 2004, the law was partially implemented to require mandatory labeling on wild and farm-raised fish and shellfish, but it continues to be delayed for beef. And so if we continue to put calls into Congress urging them to implement this country of origin labeling, we may be able to get it done before 2006.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, because I just was wondering about that.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Rich. You know, you can't buy an apple today that doesn't have a little sticky thing on it that tells you where it came from. You can't buy an orange. Now, on a bunch of bananas, every banana might not be have that little sticky thing on there. But the idea that, oh, it's going to cost too much to label these packages of beef is ridiculous. If they can put one on every orange and every apple and every banana and every jar of African peaches, it's ridiculous to say that they can't put them on a package of meat.
Derry, you're absolutely right. The meat packing and processing industry tried to scare U.S. cattle producers into believing that merely by putting a label on was going to cost them an extraordinary amount of money. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we have presented to the USDA the plan on which how to determine the origins of live animals. And the plan is what you do is you require that all imported live animals be permanently marked with the country from which they were imported from. And once you know all of the imported animals in the United States, then everything that does not contain an import mark could be nothing other than exclusively born and raised in the United States. So there would be no cost at all to producers for differentiating foreign cattle from U.S. cattle, and there would be no cost to the packer for being able to determine which meat products are eligible for the USA label, which denotes that the product was born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States, versus which products were born in Australia and raised in Australia and slaughtered there as well, or Mexico, Canada, Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, or any one of the dozen countries that we import from. So this is not rocket science. This can be done with little to no cost. The problem is the meat packing and processing industry do not want U.S. consumers to be able to know where the beef that they're purchasing comes from.
No, because they can buy some much cheaper from these countries that you just named. And, gentlemen, we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while they're near or far away. The good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.